As we move into our time of prayer this morning, I do have quite a few joys and concerns to lift up that have been shared in our book. The first joys, I noticed this week on Facebook, there were an insane amount of St. John's birthdays, and so I have to lift them up. So celebrating birthdays this past week were Bonnie Weber, Ruth Ellman, Ruth Moyer, Vivian Brown, Sandy Taylor, Peter Conver, and Shelley Longcoy. So lots of St. John's folks celebrating this week, and we certainly add our celebrations to theirs. We've got quite a few concerns to lift up. Our prayers are with the family of Jackie Huntsberger. Jackie passed away on Tuesday morning. Her services will be held here at St. John's on Friday, March 4th, with a calling time from 10 to 11 and a service at 11. We pray especially for her husband, Vern. I'm looking over there because that's where they normally sat. So we keep Vern in our prayers. We also keep in our prayers the family of Addie Salomon, who passed away on Tuesday. We also keep Ellen Rauscher, aunt of Alan Malachowski, her family in our prayers. She also passed away this past Tuesday. We keep John Hendricks in our prayers as he is in Abington Hospital. We also keep Phyllis McCollin, who is a friend of Lisa Delp, in our office, and her son Josh in our prayers. Josh is dealing with some significant health concerns, and Phyllis's brother Dennis passed away recently, rather unexpectedly. So prayers for Phyllis and Josh. Last week, we lifted up Deb Dayton as she mourned the passing of her mother. Several people have asked about services for Deb's mother, Doris. Those services will be held on Saturday, February 19th at noon, down the road at Plains Mennonite. Lots of grief and loss amidst our community, lots of details. The book is up front if you need to write down dates and times just to double check. We always come to a time of worship and prayer, especially with many joys and concerns, the ones that we've named just now, the ones that weigh on our hearts and minds, the ones that we hold close. I invite you to bring those to mind now as we lift them up to God together in prayer. Loving God, we know your Spirit is present among us each and every time we gather. But we ask that you might make us aware of your presence now. As we lift up our heart's desires, our soul's deep need and longing, our hungers and thirsts, the suffering, the fear, the hopes of this cross-shaped life. God, though our intentions are so often good, we know we have failed to listen to your voice, to listen for your voice, to act in ways that keep your commandments of love and patience, compassion and grace. We know we have overlooked the poor, the hungry, the suffering, the weeping, the grieving among us. We have valued what it looks like we're doing above what we're actually doing. We forget that we too have been recipients of nourishment, of comfort. As individual disciples and as a church community, we pray, God, that you will use our hands, our hearts, our very lives to be and to do the gospel. Tune us into your Spirit's urgings, O God, and awaken us, that we might live faithfully as called and beloved people in a changing, messy, and hurting world. We pray for those around us who are in need of your care, your comfort, your healing, and we ask that you would make us instruments of that care and comfort and healing. We pray especially this day, O God, for Addie's family. We pray for John, for Deb and her family, for Phyllis and Josh, for Vern and for all who mourn Jackie's passing. For Ellen's family, especially Alan, we ask that you be with all who mourn, who grieve, who hunger, who thirst. God, just as you call us to weep with those who weep, you also call us to rejoice with those who rejoice. We think especially this day of all those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries and milestones, especially Bonnie and Ruth, Vivian and Sandy and Ruth and Peter and Shelley. We take time now, O God, to lift up our own joys and concerns, our worries, our hurts, our wants, knowing that even prayers held close to our hearts are heard by you. Hear our prayers, O God. Surround all for whom we pray and us with your warm embrace, that as people of renewed faith, we may be comforted and then empowered to go out and serve your world, to be reflectors of your light. We offer our prayers and our lives in the name of your Son, Jesus, who speaks truth, who challenges, who loves, who hears our prayers. Amen.
As you arrived for worship this morning, you placed your offering in the plates by the doors. I hope you also remembered that this happens to be Blanket Sunday. You may have noticed in your box of offering envelopes a special envelope to gather funds for blankets that are then distributed through Church World Service. If you happen to overlook that, not to worry, you can always turn that envelope in later this week or in the coming weeks because they will be sent where they need to go. But we pause now to join together in singing our doxology as we ask God's blessing on the gifts that you have brought. Please join us. O God, how good it is to be reminded yet again that you are indeed the giver and the gift. You are here among us, providing us with what we need and challenging us to gift others with what we have in abundance. God, take these gifts, gifts we offer freely, bless them. Touch lives with them, whether they are with blankets to warm those who are in need, whether it is with funds to feed those who are hungry, whether it is with money to make programs happen to touch lives near and far. May we be faithful stewards, not only of what we have here each day and take often for granted, but stewards of what we have each day in our lives. May we live with generosity. May we live out of a sense of abundance. May we live knowing that you are in this cross-shaped life with us. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Friends, as you go out into the world this day, our challenge and invitation is clear. We are invited to live cross-shaped lives, to look for Jesus in the cross, not just on it, to look for Jesus in one another and in ourselves, and to reflect that light wherever we go. May we have the courage to live in the tension, paying attention, and as you do, may the light of God surround you. May the love of God enfold you. May the power of God protect you, and the peace of God remain ever with you. Amen.